poll, Joe Manchin's political future may hinge on defense of filibuster. By Catherine Hamilton on October 5, 2021. Moderate Senator Joe Manchin's, DWV, political future may hinge on his continued defense of the filibuster, according to a poll released by Honest Election Project on Tuesday. A majority of Manchin's supporters are against ending the filibuster, something far-left Democrats are keen on and have been pressuring both Manchin and fellow moderate Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, to support. According to the poll, 56% of West Virginians, including 59% of Manchin supporters, would be less likely to support him for re-election if he votes to eliminate or weaken the filibuster. 56% of West Virginians, including 67% of Manchin supporters, also agree with Manchin that the filibuster is a critical tool to protecting democracy. 63% of those polled, including 70% of Manchin supporters, agree with Manchin that weakening the filibuster worsens political dysfunction and fuels hateful rhetoric and violence, according to the survey. Joe Manchin's political future may hinge on his continued defense of the filibuster. Left-wing activists and dark money special interests are pressuring Manchin to renege on his pledge to protect the filibuster. But in West Virginia, the filibuster is more popular than Joe Manchin. The poll report states, noting that Manchin is underwater in West Virginia with an approval rating of 36% and a disapproval rating of 55%. West Virginians are also largely against the federal takeover of elections, with 73% of those polled, including 79% of Manchin supporters, disagreeing with the statement that the federal government should dictate West Virginia's voting laws. Those numbers spell trouble for Manchin, who has positioned himself as a co-sponsor of the Freedom to Vote Act, arguably a watered-down version of the For the People Act, which sought to federalize elections. Calling this bill slimmed down, though, is like touting your healthy choices after you order a Diet Coke with four Big Macs. The revised text is 592 pages, and it wraps up many of the same ideas that made H.R.1 a non-starter, according to analysis from the Wall Street Journal. According to the poll report, most West Virginians reject the major provisions of Senator Joe Manchin's proposed legislation. For example, 78% of West Virginians and 87% of Manchin supporters favor voter ID laws. Manchin's bill eliminates photo ID requirements nationwide, while continuing to allow states like California to use no voter ID at all, the report noted in contrast. 83% of West Virginians and 87% of Manchin supporters also oppose using taxpayers' dollars to finance campaigns, something his legislation would facilitate through a democracy credit program. The poll report continues. Encourages political lawsuits, 74% of West Virginians and 82% of Manchin supporters do not believe Congress should encourage activists to sue the state to weaken election laws. Manchin's bill lowers legal standards to make it significantly easier for progressive activists to win lawsuits and overturn voting laws and safeguards they oppose. Blocks election safeguards, 72% of West Virginians and 77% of Manchin supporters oppose legislation that blocks West Virginia's voting safeguards. Manchin's bill hinders West Virginia's current program to identify and remove ineligible voters from the voter rolls and imposes same-day voter registration on the state. Ultimately, Manchin is being pulled in two directions. His supporters seemingly want their elected leader to maintain moderate positions on hot-button issues. The rest of his party simply wants him to comply with their more radical agenda. The poll was conducted with 400 registered voters in West Virginia between September 8 to 12 and has a plus or minus 4.9% overall margin of error at the 95% confidence level.